And welcome back to the Capital City Recap on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Rich Hurl here with you tonight, filling in for Michael Cohen. He's on vacation for the next week and a half, and you've got me tonight and tomorrow night as well. And before we get to our next guest, by the way, Lansing City Council tonight is meeting at City Hall. Right now, they're having a special committee of the whole meeting, and that'll be followed by the regular business meeting at 7 o'clock. Our own Cameo King is out there covering that meeting tonight, and we'll have more on what happens at that meeting in the news tomorrow morning. Let's go back out to the phone lines, and joining us now is Bill Ballinger. He's the editor of Inside Michigan Politics. Hi, Bill. How are you?
Great, Rich. Glad to be with you.
Well, thanks so much for coming on to the program. Governor Snyder, late last week, unveiling his budget proposal for 2013. What about the spending plan jumped out at you the most?
The fact that he didn't have any cuts, which was a big difference from last year, modest, some would say maybe small, but at least modest increases in a number of areas like K-12, public education, higher education, revenue sharing, public safety, and so forth, where last year he was cutting or asking the legislature to send him bills that would cut the budget because of the state's terrible financial situation. So that's what jumped out at me, but, you know, even that was not enough to satisfy a lot of critics, principally Democrats, who think he should have given more money back to education and local governments that he took away a year ago.
And there was also $457 million in surplus money from 2011. A lot of discussion on how that money should be used. What do you think? Where should that money go?
Well, there's a big difference of opinion there, too. Obviously, the governor and the Republican-controlled legislature think that at least part of it should go into what's called the Budget Stabilization Fund, the state's Rainy Day Fund, where the state piles up money to counter a rainy day sometime in the future. We had a rainy day fund, almost $2 billion, if you can believe it, a decade ago, and it was wiped out in a year or two at the beginning of this century because of all the budget problems we had. Nevertheless, the budget problems we had would have been a lot worse if we couldn't have relied on the rainy day fund at that time. So that's what the Republicans want to do. The Democrats are basically saying, look, you know, K-12, public education, higher education, revenue sharing, they were cut a year ago. They're already hurting. All this surplus revenue should be given back to them now. Forget about the rainy day fund. So there's going to be a little battle there. The problem for the Democrats is they don't control anything. They're in the minority in the House, the Senate. They don't have the governorship. So they can try and make a political case for their point of view, but they're unlikely to prevail.
Yeah, education and rainy day fund, definitely the headlines in this budget proposal. And like you said about education, again, the Snyder administration, Republicans saying hey, you're getting more spending in education, more than you did last year. And the Democrats, what the Democrats are saying is that's not enough. It is far from the it goes far from restoring the amount of cuts that were made last year. They say the Dems say they don't balance out. What's your response to that exactly? Is it just sour grapes from the left?
Well, it depends your point of view. The Republicans certainly think it's sour grapes. The Democrats are making a good case. Look, let's not forget inflation. I mean, the cost of everything has gone up. So when Snyder and the Republicans say we're going to increase spending on K-12 education this year, a lot of what they're proposing is simply to keep up with the rise in inflation over the past year. It doesn't really add that many extra dollars to various different districts. So I look, both sides can make a case. But on the other hand, you have to look at the question of, are we getting the value out of the dollars that we're putting into education right now? What about the test scores that Michigan students are getting compared to other states? Are we really getting getting quality teaching that enables us to compete with other states in this global economy. The Republicans seem to say all the teachers and the Democrats are talking about is give us more money, but the Republicans saying is what do we get for our money? Mm-hmm. What are we getting out of it? And we're not getting enough. That's what the Republicans are saying. So that's where the debate is.
Yeah, and as far as the rainy day fund goes, we're talking about $130 million set aside for this fund. Yeah, and the arguments that I'm hearing from the Republicans, from the Snyder administration, is that you never know what can happen at the federal level. We need as much money as humanly possible in this fund. Then you got the Democrats saying it's raining hard already, but I mean, is it raining hard enough right now in Michigan to the point that we need to dip into this fund?
Well, again, it depends on your point of view. Mm-hmm. Remember this, we're talking about something that they're not familiar with down in Washington, D.C. I mean, whoever heard about a rainy day fund in Washington, D.C.? They spend at a deficit every single year. And what's one of the big debates been the last couple of years? It's been the deficit has gotten way too big. It's out of control, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger every year. They have no rainy day fund. They're spending at a deficit. Here in Michigan, here we have the luxury, at least we should be grateful for this, Rich. We're talking about trying to balance our budget, and if we've got more money than we think we were going to get, well, let's put it in a rainy day fund and save up for a time when times get bad. And that happened 10 years ago. I mean, look, the problem with the rainy day fund is always that the people advocating putting money into it, you know, sound like they're being callous and insensitive at a time of, you know, economic malaise or downturn, and the public is saying, we need to help our teachers, we need to help our police and firefighters. Why would you ever salt money away in a cupboard somewhere and not use it when it can be used to help these people? Well, the problem is, you could give it all to the police and firemen and teachers all at once, and then if an economic crunch comes and the state really goes in the tank in terms of getting money, and all of a sudden you have no rainy day fund to rely on that you can take money out of and start to keep the compensation for firemen and police and everybody else up to where it should be. So that's what the nexus of the debate is right now.
Talking with Inside Michigan Politics editor Bill Ballinger here on the Capital City Recap on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Bill, switching a little bit more to the national level as it relates to Michigan, a couple of polls coming out today showing Rick Santorum leading Michigan native Mitt Romney in two polls, leading them among Republican voters here in Michigan. In one of those polls, it was by a double-digit margin that Santorum had the lead. Does that surprise you at all?
It does, yes, absolutely. And obviously, it's got to be very alarming to Mitt Romney. I mean, Mitt Romney was born and brought up in Michigan, went to school here, has spent an enormous amount of time here in the last 5 years, raised a lot of money here, won our Republican primary 4 years ago in Michigan, and here he would be trailing somebody like Rick Santorum, who nobody really knows anything about in Michigan, at this stage with 2 weeks to go before the election. That's got to be a real concern to Mitt Romney right now.
Can any of these Republican candidates beat President Obama in a head-to-head matchup?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's very possible, simply because the president is very vulnerable. His favorable rating, his job rating is not good. It's better now, marginally, than it was about 3 or 4 months ago, but it's still not good. It depends to a certain extent who the Republican nominee turns out to be. Most polls have shown that if Mitt Romney was the nominee, he would probably, you know, be running pretty much even with President Obama right now. So, yes, there is a chance for the Republican to win, but if they shoot each other's toes off and have a bloody primary and come out of it with a wounded nominee, maybe that's the best that President Obama could possibly hope for.
And before I let you go, Bill, Governor Snyder and Attorney General Bill Schuette coming out today saying that they oppose a casino here in Lansing. They're going to do everything they can to block a casino coming to the capital city. You got Mayor Virg Bernero responding to that saying the city disagrees, his administration disagrees, they're going to go forward with the local and federal approval process. What is your take on this particular issue? Does Lansing need a casino?
Well, look, it's a question of whether you like gambling or not. Some would say it's chasing after fool's gold. It simply does not really produce anything. All it does is churn dollars, and it takes from some and gives to others. It's not really the great model for economic development. I mean, if our entire economy in this country was built on gambling, how successful do you think we'd be? We wouldn't be. On the other hand, it's glitzy. It does attract people to come and not only gamble, but also maybe eat in local restaurants, and it does maybe inspire local economic activity. So everybody has talked about, we want a casino. If we're going to have casinos in Michigan, let's everybody be able to have one. I think the big problem is right now that a lot of voters in Michigan think we're saturated with casinos. We have, actually, if you count all the Indian tribal casinos and the three casinos in Detroit, we have actually more casinos than any state in the country. We have more gambling venues than any state in the country, with a possible exception of New Jersey with Atlantic City and Nevada, and I think we've even passed them. And back in 2004, the voters in the state, when there was a referendum on the ballot trying to encourage more gambling at horse racing tracks, the people basically said, no, enough is enough. We don't want any more gambling. Whether or not Attorney General Schuette and the governor are just relying on that sense among the general public, or whether they think legally there is a real problem with what Mayor Bernero is trying to do is a little bit unclear, but evidently they're going to fight it, and that's not going to help the mayor get what he wants.
Yeah, that absolutely. Great stuff, Bill Ballinger from Inside Michigan Politics. Thanks so much for joining us tonight.
My pleasure, Rich.
And